the start of the day. The start of the day can go wrong one way. In the world is bent.
Face your own biggest challenge. The day you risk it all.
Nose hair, link bland.
Bizarre religious objects. Weird ceremonies. Snake handlers. And pot-smoking children.
With Karen Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day. But a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Mode.
Coming to share some of the horniest moments of an ordinary randy housewife's life, and let's even hope we'll come together. My name's Rosie, Randy Rosie, Ripe Rosie, Outrageous Rosie, or so I've been called by local fellas, those who can get their Newcastle lips round words like outrageous. Not that I'm knocking the blokes round here, because, you know, yours truly likes dirty sex just as much as they do. They know how much I love to have a nice boozy bloke banging away at me cunt while he whispers sweet nothings in my ear like, fuck faster, Rosie, and move that cunt quicker, you slut, or you're a great fucking screw, you slag, and other endearments. You see, I love cock. I love pricks. I love hairy bollocks. I love everything a real man can offer. Oh, and when I send my humble little picture into the magazine, just to maybe get a snap or two in that bit devoted to readers' wives, I said so. Said how sex had never been a threat to me. Said I liked being fucked, being sucked, being kissed, licked, stroked and poked. And the bigger the fella, the better. And now my dirtiest dream has come true. This humble but horny housewife from up north has been introduced to the best, fastest prick in the West. But before you look at me feasting myself on Nobby's prize pork porker, I hope you'll spend a few minutes enjoying those little snaps of 36, 25, 37 me showing off my ins and outs. By the way, I love having my picture taken. I'm really very proud of me cunt, even though it's nearly 30 years old. And I know how guys love to view the sexy scenery before they get to grips with it. So I'm a champion prick teaser. I really get a randy thrill out of playing peekaboo with my cunt and arse and tits before I strip down for action. If I do, because there's something extra sexy about screwing with a few clothes on. It sort of takes you back to teeny bopper knee tremblers behind the dance hall or hurried fucks in the park or in the car. Yes, nude is nice, but frenzied furtive fucking can be even more cunt-stirring. Mind you, right now I can't ever see anything ahead of me life more cunt-stirring than blue movie star Nobby's knob. What a prize dick. And don't let any woman kid you that size doesn't matter. It matters to lusty Geordie lasses like me for a start. And my old man appreciates the fact and likes nothing more than to jerk off looking at his beloved, that's me, Rosie, banging away with a butch guy on the living room carpet in front of him. Maybe it's a bit kinky, but he'll be drooling over me with Nobby, like I hope you are, pet. And while I'm getting to grips with Nobby's cock and balls, why don't you get to grips with yours? I'll be thinking of all those pricks all over the world stiffening and dribbling with pleasure as Nobby thrusts into me. Of course, I'll be looking it over and licking it over first, because I want some close-ups in my meaty memories of Nobby's prize equipment when I'm back in your castle with my dirty dockers. But that's in the future. At the moment, my cunt is quivering with anticipation. You can see it is. Those generous fanny flaps. I've trained them to be long and clinging. They're moist with pleasure and my clit is stiffening with delight, because soon that foot of prick will be plunging in and out of me like some pile driver beating at my foundations. I'll be sore but happy, and this little wave of pleasure I feel welling inside my cunt now is really only the start of something big, but it still feels nice. Oh, it feels nice. And I'll not be able to think or talk clearly for much longer, I know. Oh, give it to me soon, Nobby. Give it to me now.
Exciting, dramatic, evocative, expressive. This is the Moog synthesizer, proclaimed by musicians and audiences alike to be the most important musical instrument development of our decade. Moog Music Incorporated, the designer and builder of Moog synthesizers, invites you now to explore the sound of the Moog with us. Hear for yourself how a true synthesizer shapes musical sounds, how Moog studio synthesizers have been creatively and successfully used in virtually every type of recorded music, and how the new Moog performance synthesizers offer exciting new tonal resources to all musical performers. A true synthesizer does more than produce a wide variety of new and striking musical sounds. It provides the expressive capability of a fine solo instrument. Unlike an organ with its limited number of voices, a true synthesizer allows the musician to select and shape each individual part of the total tone. Thus, the musician himself constructs or synthesizes the desired sound quality. First, he selects the tone sources. Pitch tones may span the entire musical range from the lowest to the highest, and will have one of many possible sets of overtones or pitched white sound may be used. The component tones are then mixed. The overtone spectrum is shaped. And the loudness is precisely articulated. Modulation, or rapid patterning of sound, creates exciting new areas of tone color. Moog synthesizers are designed by musicians and engineers to meet the exacting requirements of creative professionals in all areas of music. We at Moog Music are proud of the wide variety of fine music that our customers have produced with Moog Studio Synthesizers. Switched on Bach by Walter Carlos, the largest selling classical LP album of all time, was made entirely on a Moog synthesizer. Gershon Kingsley's interpretation of Rhapsody in Blue uses the Moog synthesizer and piano. Here is a sample of Gandharva, an album produced by Beaver and Krause, and using Moog synthesizer with other instruments. Listen now to this section of Tarkus, the big album of Emerson, Lake and Palmer, featuring live performance on a Moog synthesizer. Many other current albums from the arenas of movie and show music, rock, jazz, country and western, and original avant-garde composition show some of the broad spectrum of musical applications of the Moog synthesizer. The new Moog performance synthesizers combine many of the important and basic functions of the larger Moog studio synthesizers with simplicity, convenience, and low cost. To the professional musician, Moog performance synthesizers are the long-awaited breakthrough that brings the sound of the Moog onto the live performance stage. Now, with one portable instrument, a complete palette of musical tones is available, ranging from striking simulations of traditional instrumental qualities to completely new areas of musical material. And including many popular modern musical timbres that we recognize as the Moog sound. ¶¶
Baby. is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run? I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
wonders if you should get any mail with the subject stinky cheese. Better not go taking the chances. Under no circumstances should you open it, or else it will translate your documents into Swahili. Make your TV record Sheely. Nutrient pests and give your laundry static clean. Look out, it's gonna make your computer screen freeze. Look out, erase the Easter eggs off your DVDs. Look out, erase your hard drive and your backups too, and the hard drive of anyone related to you. Virus alert, you need immediate duty before someone gets hurt. Forward this message onto everybody. Soon, very soon, it will make all the main feel off your walls. It'll make your keyboard all sticky, give your poodle a hickey, and invest your cash in stock in Euro Disney. Then it will tie up your phone, making crank long distance calls. It'll set your clock back an hour and start clogging the shower. So just trash it now, or else it will decide to give you a permanent wedgie. Legally change your name to Reggie. Even mess up the pH balance in your food. Look out, it's gonna melt your face right off your skull. Look out, and make your iPod only play Jethro Tull. Look out, and tell you knock-knock jokes while you're trying to sleep. Look out, and make you physically attracted to sheep. Look out, steal your identity and your credit card. Look out, buy you a warehouse full of pink leotards. Look out, then cause a major rift in time and space, and leave a bunch of Twinkie wrappers all over the place. That's right, it's a virus alert. You need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message onto everybody. Virus alert. You need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message onto everybody. Warn all your friends, send this to everybody. Tell everyone, you know, tell everybody now. If you get infected,
the great thing about the James Bond films is the amazing music from the James Bond movies. And only the finest performers get a chance to do a James Bond theme. And people like Tom Jones. People like Tina Turner. People like Aha. Only the greatest and most enduring bands get a chance to do a James Bond theme. That's sad because so many brilliant performers have never done a James Bond theme. It's amazing. People like Neil Young. People like Ethel Merman.
Hey James, come up to my place. Hiya, ya, waka waka, hiya, waka wow.
Never did one. People like Morrissey.
I met him at a chip shop. He was in a tuxedo, and then he was gonna save the world. Why, where have you gone? Why did you run? Why, what about me? Why not me? Why?
Never had a chance. Another great British performer, Robert Smith from The Cure. I am a spy. Why do I cry? Why do I cry? I'm a spy, I'm a spy. Oh, 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 oh. Sunday's sad and Tuesday's dead. I just was lost in a submarine. I don't know. Who else?
Tom Waits
would be good.
I saw a pirate with a leg, a Chinese horse with a stabled peg, a chimp with a monkey dancing in the rain. Then I saw old James Bond again.
Anybody else?
James Brown. Secret attaché case. Woo! Little knife. Woo! Switch. Yeah. Woo! 007.
Oh, people like R.E.M.
Hey, James Bond, you got a gun. You shot me in the face. Ow, that hurt.
Never done one. But my favorite, I think, my favorite would be Bob Dylan.
He's everybody around. You were coming here having fun, didn't you? With a satellite with a laser beam and everyone had a scream, wouldn't you?
Weird. Thank you.
Something unpredictable.
right. I hope you had the time of your life. Don't take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang it on the shelf in good health and good time. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Sounds like a lot of supernatural baloney to me.
Supernatural, perhaps. Baloney, perhaps not.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. "Only this and nothing more." Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember brought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my book surcease of sorrow for the lost Lenore. For the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. Deep into that darkness peering, long as stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only words there spoken was the whispered word Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word Lenore. Merely this and nothing more. Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flip and flutter in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady perched upon my chamber door. Perched upon a bust of Pallas just above my chamber door, perched and sat and nothing more. Then this ebony bird beguiling, I set fancy into smiling by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on this night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer, sung by seraphim whose footfalls tingle on the trumpet floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God has left me, by these angels he has sent me, be my loneliness unbroken with the bust above my door. Take thy feet from out of my heart, take thy form from off my door. Quoth the raven, nevermore. And this raven never flitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of the demons that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. And my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the door shall be lifted evermore.
Miss Meringue Jen, she said, "Oh, come here, Bobby, and dance Meringue with me." I said to her, "Baby, I don't know, all I can do is calypso." She said, "Now come here, Bobby, and move your body like me."
You want to see
see Bobby, how we dance with Jenny.
Well, I have two sashes, who dance the merengue. I learn a merengue, mama. I learn a merengue, mama. I learn a merengue, mama. I learn a merengue, mama.
Oh, I learn merengue, Jenny. I learn merengue, Bobby. I learn merengue, Jenny. I learn merengue.
You want to see Bobby, how we dance with Jenny.
Well, I had to sashay to dance the merengue. Started looking how Bobby and Jenny was dancing. We cried and then we come around. We was really going to town.
You want to see Bobby? How we dance with Jenny?
Well, I had to sashay to dance the merengue. I learned a merengue, mama. I learn a merengue, mama. I learn a merengue, mama. I learn a merengue, mama.
Oh, I learn merengue, Jenny. I learn merengue, Bobby. I learn merengue, Jenny. I learn merengue.
Well, everybody there was watching how we was dancing the merengue. And then we got the real surprise. We was winning the first prize.
You want to see Bobby, how we dance with Jenny?
Well, I had to sashay to dance the merengue. I learned a merengue, mama. I learned a merengue, mama. I learned a merengue, mama. I learned a merengue, mama.
Oh, I learned merengue, Jenny. I learned merengue, Bobby. I learned merengue, Jenny. I learned merengue.
Cigarettes were smoking by themselves. She'll do anything. She'll do anything. She'll do anything to make you feel like an asshole. Question marks stretched across her skin. She dangles carrots, makes you feel embarrassed to be the fool you know you are.
She'll do anything. She'll do. Thank you.
cigarettes were smoking by themselves. She'll do anything. She'll do anything. She'll do anything.